Here now the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick. There's been a new addition to the collection of politicians, judges, bureaucrats, and radicals fighting over the fate of that six-year-old Cuban boy, Chuck Upchurch reports.
The latest entrant in the sweepstakes to determine the boy's future is Hollywood dealmaker Spin Williams.
The boy is gold. He's cute. People love him. I want to build a real life-type sitcom around him. We'll set him up with a house in Miami and, say, another one in Havana and work out a shared custody deal.
Williams is convinced his production company can make the deal using patience, diplomacy, and a lot of money. As part of a growing trend in television, the people in the Elian Gonzalez TV series would all be real.
Absolutely. We'd have a weekend, weekday split in the custody, and then we'd do some, you know, editing, but the plot every week would be about his wacky American family trying to turn him into a capitalist and his equally wacky Cuban family trying to turn him into a communist.
Why would anyone go along with this?
Everybody gets to be in the series. Isn't that what they want? Attention? Even Castro can be in the show. We'd love to have him. We would have to edit his speeches, though.
Williams says several networks are interested in the concept, and he's in the process of, as he put it, seeing people and collecting signatures. Chuck Upchurch, Los Angeles.
A company racing to produce a complete map of the human genome announced this week it will have a rough draft ready by summer. Project director Mary Shelley predicted it would be a significant step forward.
We can't say it'll be a complete description of what goes into a normal human, but it will be a close enough guess to be a workable blueprint for a proto-human, like some kind of movie monster or anybody in the WWF.
The good governmental budget news continues to come in. Federal officials claim projected tax collections over the next 10 years will more than compensate for planned spending increases and will give the federal government continued surpluses. Budget forecast director Hap Smiley.
I've got a chart here with our assumption in the left column and our numbers on the right. You see here, the numbers just keep going up and up. At 2 years out, we're assuming no major weather disasters. Boy, we deserve a break sometime. And here at 5 years out, we're expecting the stock market to top 10,000. At 6 years out, we're confident there'll be leaders in every country who are not insane. And at 7 years, world peace. That's going to save a bundle of money. And here in year 9, population growth will have leveled out and everyone on the planet will have a cell phone, a credit card, and good teeth.
Budget forecast director Hap Smiley. Debate continues in the Reform Party over the location of their summer convention. Factionalism within the party continues to make the issue difficult to resolve. Recently, I talked with two members of the party who requested that their names not be used, and I asked them to explain the problem.
Rest assured, the way I see it, there is no problem.
Yes, there is. Only a dying fool would say there is no problem.
I'll tell you, the problem is they won't do it our way.
No. The problem is we founded this party and they won't do it our way.
To my way of thinking, it's my way or mass transit.
You know, it's a pitiful thing to screw up a cliche, isn't it?
Well, your candidate's a goon.
Your candidate's an egomaniac.
It takes one to know one.
I hear that sucking sound.
Gentlemen, please, in light of all this, why should any voter join your party?
No more politics as usual.
Another fairy tale has emerged in the news. Forrest Grimm reports.
Little Red Riding Hood was going to visit her grandmother when she surprised a wolf in the act of devouring the old woman whole. She called 911 and a fire truck was dispatched. But when the fire crew arrived, they didn't have the proper equipment to safely remove Grandma from the wolf and had to return to the station for the jaws of life. Then a police cruiser arrived and Red begged the officers to shoot the wolf, which they refused to do because there was nothing in their use of deadly force policy about a suspect devouring a citizen. Then the paramedics showed up and put the now hysterical Red Riding Hood on a stretcher and immobilized her head so she could be taken to the hospital for observation. Hours later, she learned that a lowly woodsman had happened by and, hearing the cries of her grandmother, used his axe to free her. The woodsman is still at large and is being sought for questioning. Forrest Grimm, the woods!
And that's the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick.
Dale Connolly reporting is made possible in part by Banflab, the monthly medication for those suffering from low levels of meaningful consultation with a healthcare professional. Is Banflab right for you? Ask your doctor.